Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are on the second half of our week going through Romans 12. And as we talked about at the beginning of this week, it's our first full week together in this new year. It's amazing. We've been almost a year of this show together, and we've gone through Christmas and we celebrated Jesus coming. Jesus coming to earth as the incarnate Word of God and changing the course of human history and changing the course of the cosmic narrative, that Jesus Christ has come and he's going to come again to judge the living and the dead. And in between these two comings, who are we and how are we to live? And we see Paul saying, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. It's your spiritual worship that transforms us. And as we're transformed by God, right, as that seed, as we talked about yesterday, of the apple tree begins to grow, it begins to bear fruit. We begin to be transformed. We begin to be changed in the power of the Holy Spirit. And through grace, we begin to grow in love. We become people of love. We become people of love that look like Christ, and we bear true marks of a Christian. We look like Jesus, and this is how I want to be. And we're guarding as we're going through this, because Paul is saying in Romans 12 some very, very convicting stuff. But I think at the beginning of this year, it sets up for us so much of how we are to love our neighbor. In 2026, I want to love my neighbor in this way. I want to be genuine. I want to be sincere. I want to be unmixed and pure in my love. I want to hate what is evil. I don't want to let things in my heart and my mind that are corrupting. I don't want to let the world make me cheer for evil, whether it's in shows or whether it's exposing myself through watching shows and being like, oh, that's not that bad, or not being moved by the things that are happening in the world and calling it out as evil. And finally, holding fast to what is good. These are, if you're talking about New Year's resolutions, it's like, these are some really good New Year's resolutions. I want to let my love be genuine. I want to hate what is evil. I want to hold fast to what is good. And what would our lives look like in a year if these were some of our New Year's resolutions? And so I want to encourage you, go ahead and listen to the 3 days that we've had together that we're building on. Honestly, just a couple verses. We're only going to be 2 verses in this passage of Romans 12, to how God is calling us to love, how he's calling us to be transformed by his love, and how he's calling us to love others, because it's always vertical up to God and it's always horizontal to our neighbor. And to God, our behavior matters. And if our vertical love for God is not translating into horizontal behavior to our neighbor, friends, there's something wrong there. There's something wrong there. And God wants to help grow us, not condemn us, but convict us and grow us in love, so that people know that we are Christians by our love. So let's pray, and then we're going to dive back in. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we come to you and we thank you for this word. I thank you, Lord, for the ways that you're convicting me, for the ways that you're convicting us, for showing us in kindness and gentleness and love the ways that we are falling short. And you're convicting us, Lord. You never condemn us, but you are convicting us. And you're drawing us deep into yourself. So continue to reveal to us, Lord, how you desire us to grow, how you want us to be transformed by you. And Lord, we beg you, transform us in your love. Make us look more like you as we walk in genuine love. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So again, we're going to go ahead and read Romans 12, verse 9. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality. And we're going to go on again tomorrow and kind of wrap up the rest of this. But I want to focus on these couple verses here for today. So where we left off is, Paul's not just saying you have to love people, but he's saying also try to like people. try to like people, that there should be a reality. Friends, as Christians, we should have a really high bar, like a high capacity for liking other people. Because one of the things that God does with us is God not only just loves us, but he also likes us. And he takes delight in each and every one of us of, oh my gosh, look at how I made you. Like, yes, he sees our sins, but he's like, look at your laugh. Look at your smile. Look at that thing you do, like when you're tired or whatever it is. Like, he delights in us. He delights in our quirks. He thinks that we're amazing. And that's also a gift that he wants to give us for other people to say, look, I want you to delight in others. And friends, yes, sometimes there are people that are so hard to love, but when we take the route of delighting in people, it becomes much easier to like them. And we should have a very high bar for how much it takes for us not to like somebody. I really believe that. And I think that's a part of Christian love and Christian charity. Outdo one another in honor. How often are we showing other people honor? Not just complimenting each other, but honoring each other. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord. I want to comment on this. Okay, so never flag in zeal. What is zeal? Zeal is not just like a passion, right? Zeal is a gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a faithful dedication to serving God in daily life. It's not like, oh, I feel really passionate right now. Zeal is not emotional hype. And so there's another translation that says be ardent in zeal. And that word ardent literally means boiling. Like, it means like, yeah, to boil up, a spiritual fervor that's sustained by the Holy Spirit. When water is boiling, right, like it's bubbling, it's hot. There's this idea of boiling up. Let your fervor for God boil up out of you, and not just as like a sprint of like a fire that goes out. But do not lag in zeal. Do not let your zeal lag. Be ardent in spirit, right? Your spiritual fervor, and serve the Lord. And this is the thing, friends, I really experienced this when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. When I was 16 years old and I was prayed with for more of the power of the Holy Spirit in my life, the Spirit of God was stirred up in me, and there was a zeal, there was a fervor for the Christian life. There was a passion, not a feeling, but a genuine passion put in me. And I was hungry, and it pushed me out. So you're like, how can I tell if I have fervor? How can I tell if I have zeal? Do I have a hunger, first of all, for souls? Do I desire that other people would come to the knowledge of truth? Or is my faith merely private, right? Is my faith merely private to myself? When I'm out in public, am I thinking about who knows Jesus, who doesn't know Jesus? Mission is a really good indicator if we have the right kind of zeal or not. If we have spiritual fervor puts us on the move. We go. It makes us go out into the world. It makes us go and make disciples of all nations. There's this ongoing conversion and vigilance. This is the opposite of lukewarmness. Jesus says, if you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. God is calling us to a sustained spiritual fervor in the Holy Spirit. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. How are we serving the Lord? Not just, Lord, how are we coming to you in prayer? How are we asking you for what we want? But how are we serving the Lord? And I love the translation, different than ardent spirit, be aglow with the Spirit. And I just, like, you know, like things that are glow in the dark, and when they walk around, you can see them. I just imagine that as like Christians and Catholics, like be aglow in the Spirit. That actually when people walk by you, when people see you, there's something different about your countenance. That the Spirit of God is shining off of your face. Be aglow with the Spirit. You're like a little light. I don't know if you were with us a couple weeks ago when we talked about John chapter 1 and how snow like reflects the light. And so snow is bright. It's shining off of it. So there's not actually like light in the snow, but the light is reflecting off the purity of the snow. Be aglow with the Spirit. So that when you walk around in your workplace, in your homes, in other places that may be dark, there's this light coming off of you. And I guarantee you, friends, people will notice. There's a fire in you that the Holy Spirit wants to keep going. I mean, this image is coming to mind at my parents' house. A handful of years ago, our basement was really cold. And my dad, who kind of gets on different ideas and then kind of gets obsessed with that idea, needs to make it happen no matter no matter what. I don't know if that's just a dad quality or what, but he really wanted to get a wood burning stove at our house to heat our whole basement. And we're like, oh, that's cute. Like, it's giving little house on the prairie, you know, like, we love that. So they got it built, and something about like the pipe. So it's like this pipe that goes down into your house that obviously the smoke goes out of. Something about the pipe was like, no matter where they put it or how they positioned it, the smoke wouldn't naturally go out of the pipe. If the pipe was cold at all, the smoke would rush down and come and smoke out the entire basement. So it was this whole process of getting the fire started, because you had to literally take a hairdryer and put it up the pipe and warm up the pipe so that it wouldn't smoke out the basement. And so because it was such a big production, I remember I would come home from college and my dad would be like, I'm going to make a fire and it's going to be this whole thing, but it's going to heat the basement. And he would make a fire and then he'd be like, okay, I need to go somewhere. I need you to tend to the fire. Keep the fire going, because I don't want to have to come back here and start it up again, because it's this whole process. And so I would be like downstairs watching a movie and I have to check the fire and put a log on the fire and tend to the fire. And I remember one time I fell asleep, took a nap, and the fire totally went out. And my dad came and he was like, oh, come on. Like, you didn't tend to the fire. Now we have to do the whole process again of putting the, you know, the blow dryer up in the pipe. You know, it's now it's one of those archaic things that's sitting in my parents' basement that never gets used because they don't want to do the whole process. But there's a spiritual fire. It's a funny image, but there's a spiritual fire within us that we have to keep burning. The Holy Spirit is ultimately the one that keeps it burning, but that spiritual fervor, in order to be spiritually aglow, we have to put logs on the fire. We have to serve the Lord. We have to move in zeal. We have to show each other honor. And so Paul is going to tell us in verse 12 here how we actually stay aglow with the Spirit. Because it's not a feeling. It's not like, oh, I feel so glowy today. I just feel like I'm floating. I feel like I'm a light out in the world. It's actually something that God is doing in you. And you stoke that fire. And what does he say? Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Rejoice. Take joy in hope. What have we learned on this show that hope is? Hope is not a feeling. Hope is not just a desire. Hope is having heaven as your true home and the source of your happiness. Hope is taking full confidence in God's promises and who he said he is. Rejoicing that you're going somewhere. Rejoicing that you have a home in heaven with God. How do we keep the spirit aglow? Rejoice in your hope. Take joy in what is to come. The hope that is found in our Lord Jesus Christ. Be patient in tribulation. Be patient in suffering. How do you be aglow with the Spirit? How do you not lag in zeal? You have perseverance. The spiritual life takes perseverance. Patience sustains faith under trial. Hope anchors joy amid suffering. And patience sustains our faith in trial and tribulation. So we don't lose hope. Finally, pray constantly. Prayer keeps us united with God. He's saying always in your heart, have that space where the Lord can come, be in constant conversation with God. So you want to be aglow in the Spirit. And he's not saying, oh, do you want to be aglow in the Spirit? He's saying, as a believer, this is the true mark of a Christian. You should be aglow in the Spirit. Why are we not aglow in the Spirit? And Paul's saying, hope, patience, and prayer are keys to being aglow in the Spirit. Join us again tomorrow as we wrap up Romans chapter 12. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.